Welcome to the Hinckley Institute of Politics. My name is Alessa Bali, and I will be the host for today's Hinckley Forum. The Hinckley Institute was established in 1965 through the generous bequest of the Noble Foundation and Robert H. Hinckley. The Institute is dedicated to teaching students respect for practical politics and the principle of citizen involvement in government. The Hinckley Institute offers paid internships to students of all majors here locally, in Washington, D.C., and in 35 countries around the globe. The Hinckley Institute also offers classes, the nation's only campaign management minor, week-long experiences to Washington, D.C., and over 300,000 in academic scholarships. We invite students to go next door or to our website, www.hinckley.utah.edu, for more information. The title of today's forum is Beacon Scholars. Our moderator today is Jeff Furlong, a Benyon Center Community Engaged Scholar. Please join me in welcoming Jeff.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to our panelists. We'll start with an introduction of the panel. We have a few prepared questions for the panel, and then with the remaining time available to us, we'll open up the questions to you. At this point, then, we'll start to my immediate left. Rachel Everett graduated with a BS in Social Science from Westminster College, then finished her MPA with an emphasis in educational policy here at the U. She's been with the Office of Engagement since October of 2013 and loves working with Beacon students. Trevor Brune has a master's in social work and has worked in diverse areas such as HIV/AIDS, drug and alcohol treatment, food security, and mentoring. Mentoring has been a major force in his life, so much so he completed his master's thesis on the topic. While not mentoring, he's enjoying the mountains and the sunshine. Taylor Brightwell is a junior studying operations management in Russian. Taylor's engagement experience at the U includes the Operations Management Club, Business Leaders Incorporated, the LDS Institute, and the MUS. Syria Alvarez is a first-year student studying sociology and political science and is planning to go to law school after receiving her bachelor's degree. She's involved with student groups like MECA, Mestizos Arts and Activism, and the Beacon Scholars Program, and loves long walks on the beach. Pamela Portocarrero is a Beacon mentor and will be graduating this spring with a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science and International Studies. She's been avidly involved in the community through on- and off-campus organizations such as MECA, Honors College Social Justice Scholars, and the Enriching Utah Coalition. Pamela plans to continue her activist and mentoring work well after graduation. Colby Makahila-Hila is a sophomore double majoring in Accounting and Communications and loves helping others in any capacity she can. And I get bonus points for saying Makahila-Hila correctly twice. Yes. Here's that for you, Rachel. Okay, so our first question will be for Trevor and Rachel, and you can decide who's going to do that first. Our first question is an invitation to tell us about the Beacon Program and its background. Why does the Beacon Program exist here at the U, and what do you hope to accomplish for U students and the greater Salt Lake community?
Perfect. I think I will start on that, and you can fill me in as I get going. So the Beacon Scholars is a fairly new program on campus. We're just finishing our second year. The program was established to provide an opportunity for students to create community and then go out and engage in the larger community. This idea of mentoring came into play that, you know, students who have been here a while really have a lot to offer incoming freshmen and to help kind of overcome that, golly, if I had only known that 2 years ago, my life would have been a lot easier. And so we're putting these second, third, fourth year students with the incoming freshmen and helping them learn to navigate the university system. The group is very diverse. It's largely first generation underrepresented populations. Taylor and I are an anomaly. So it's a really strong supportive community that gets together, and they love to work and engage and get out in the community and make a difference. The Office of Engagement has a little bit of a bent towards the K through 12 pipeline and helping to inspire and encourage students who may not otherwise seek to achieve higher education. And so we use the Beacon Scholars Program to plug these students into that pipeline and work with young people and help build that inspiration to make it to the university. Anything else that I...
I think the purpose of Beacon, we were talking about this yesterday, going over the questions, a good thing we were talking about was honing those soft skills, those social skills for students, helping students and creating community and being able to interact with different groups and really get together to get things done.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Our next question is directed to the mentors. And that question is, what was your initial attraction to apply for the Beacon program, and how has that initial attraction evolved into what keeps you participating currently, and have you previously experienced the program as a mentee?
All right. I heard about the Beacon program as I was starting my sophomore year, so the end of my freshman year. I got an email, and I don't know how I got it. I was on some list or something, but read about this really unique program, and I wanted to get involved on campus. I wasn't really doing anything. I was going to the LDS Institute a little bit. I was in the MUS, but didn't really have some quality engagement opportunities. So read this. I really liked the idea of mentoring, helping first-generation college students, helping first-year college students to get more acquainted with campus. I know that as I came, I mean, I grew up and still live, you know, 10 minutes away from campus, and there. And I've known stuff about campus growing up, but I learned so much in my freshman year that I had a lot of those experiences that Trevor said, like, geez, if I had only known this at the beginning of the semester, if I'd only known this, you know, a year ago, stuff like that. So I really wanted to be involved in that, and what has kept me involved, I guess, is the project aspect, the community outreach. I didn't know as much about that part of Beacon until I joined, but the two projects that I've been able to work on these past 2 years that involved community outreach has been something that I've really enjoyed and has kept me in the program.
The reason why I decided to join was also I wasn't very familiar with the program. I had some friends that had been either mentees or mentors in the program before. But I also, like Taylor, wanted to get involved, wanted to do something besides just attending class. And I figured this is my last year. I'm pretty sure I have some experience as to how to navigate campus and have learned a lot while attending here, and I could share that with the incoming freshmen. So I went ahead and applied, and actually Syria here is my scholar. So we were assigned to specific freshmen. And then just kind of since the beginning of last year, of the school year last year, just been helping them out with whatever they needed. And I think a really cool component of the program is that we're not there kind of, okay, well, here's your math homework, and here's how you do the problem, and now you have to write this paper like this. And it's not that type of mentoring. It's more like engaging in friendships and making those connections and helping them access those resources that the university has, kind of letting them go, okay, here you go, and here are the resources, go ahead and make those connections. And if they need, you know, additional help, then they can come and ask for us, and we're not kind of just overbearing and telling them what to do and directing them where to go, but it's a lot of also letting them figure things out on their own and being here as resources. So yeah, I really like that part about the program.
That's awesome. Thank you. And then to the mentees, Syria and Colby, what was your initial attraction to enroll in the program, and how has that initial attraction evolved into what keeps you participating, and do you plan to apply to be on the other side of the equation later on?
Okay, I'm the only mentee. At first, I applied because I was really involved in high school, and I knew that I wanted to be involved here at the U, and for that, I needed to be part of like something smaller because the university is so big and I want to get to know a few people. So I applied to the Beacon Scholars Program. And what kept me going was Pamela, my mentor. She was always there for me, and whenever I needed help with an essay or even with a personal statement for a scholarship, she was always willing to help. And she always told me about what was going on campus, and I thought it was really great. And also the project itself kept me going because it was so new and because it was never done before. It was really cool to like help shape the project itself. And yeah, and I do plan to keep going. I'm currently a Beacon leader, which is help planning what the mentors and mentees will do next year.
Excellent. That's great. Colby, what insights do you have that you want to share?
So I'm actually a mentor as well, but my case is kind of, I guess, specific and kind of not related to them. I was given one mentee in the beginning of the year, but things didn't quite work out with us, and we weren't able to continue our mentorship with each other. And I was given another one after that, but once again, things got in the way. And so in that aspect, being a mentor to other scholars and students, I haven't really had an experience in it. But creating relationships in the Beacon program and also helping with my other mentors, scholars, I've been able to help them and create relationships with them that have actually kept me going in the program and really made it a different experience, even though I might not have had the same things that they have gone through. But it's just been a wonderful program for me in terms of that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And this one's for all of the panel. And again, paper, rock, scissors, or however. But how do you enhance the mentoring aspect of the program using the community engagement aim of the program? To what extent does community engagement enrich the Beacon experience?
I can take it from the top of like the intent, and then you guys can fill out the reality of how it works. So the idea behind the mentoring aspect with the community engagement is that the mentors have been here a while. They've participated in these projects. They've learned those time management skills, the organization, coordination. They've worked with partners in the community before. And in this role, they're working with incoming first years and putting the first year in the driver's seat, but being kind of that safety net to say, have you thought about this? And really try and shape that to have kind of that deep dive experience with leadership and taking a project start to finish. Now how it really works.
Okay. I can add to that. Along the lines of what Trevor said, that's basically we're a safety net for incoming freshmen, and at the same time, in regards to the community engagement, a lot of the projects that Beacon is involved in, it includes the community. We're involved with middle schools in the Salt Lake Valley. We also hold a yearly conference for eighth graders to come here to campus and kind of get to experience what going to college is like. So we do a lot of these. We're also involved with Mestizo Arts and Activism, and that is kind of a high school cohort downtown after-school program for high school students who want to kind of just get that interaction with higher education and college students and also type of mentoring program. So we try to get our scholars and ourselves more involved in the community through these programs and make it a more wholesome experience at the university, not just going to class and trying to pass your classes and get good grades and all that stuff, but also going out there and seeing how you can motivate and influence the next generation of college students.
I would say, too, talking about how the engagement enriches the mentorship aspect of it, as you're having that mentor-scholar relationship, especially with our situation where scholars sign up and they're assigned to a mentor. They don't get to necessarily pick someone that they already know. We meet them for the first time at the beginning of the semester. You can only have so many one-on-one meetings, and you kind of run out of things to talk about. And it's so... I've learned a lot about mentorship, and so much of mentorship is the relationship you have with your mentor, with your scholar. And these engagement projects give us the opportunity to work together and to build that relationship and to create a relationship, because you know it's not for me in my business school where I have a professor that I go to his classes, I get to know him, and then I say, you know, approach him about mentoring me. It's a new aspect of being paired with someone you don't know, that you might have different interests with, you might have different majors, you might have completely different backgrounds, and so sometimes it's hard to make those connections. But when you're working on a project together, you have one goal, those relationships grow, and that helps extremely when you're trying to have those mentorship roles, that relationship, I guess.
And kind of to expand on what Taylor said, creating those relationships, I've created relationships with these people, and I know that if I need something or if I have a problem, I can go to any one of them, and they'll be able to help me out and just give me information. So in a sense, it's not just the scholars who are getting things out of it. Mentors are also being able to get advice, help, and things like that as well.
Great. So that's our last prepared question. Does the audience have questions for the panel? Yes. Let's have that, Rachel. There you are. Maybe give us your name and where you're from.
Okay. I'm Aline Brown. I'm probably one of the underrepresented non-traditional students here at the U. I'm just a freshman, and I'd like to know what you do to tell people about your program, and also if you could give me some insight as to how you compare to the LEAP program. I'm involved in the LEAP program, but I hadn't heard anything about your program. So I was just wondering, you know, how we hear more about your program and if you have interaction with the LEAP program.
Thank you.
Anybody want to take that? Or
I think Colby wants to take that.
So I'm a part of the LEAP program as well. I am a peer advisor for them. And of course, LEAP is very well known because it has been here for quite a while, and those classes really does create a cohort in terms of people that you can study with and just getting to know teachers and professors throughout the year. With Beacon, it's more community engagement, more social. You create friends outside of the classroom and you also create relationships with people who might be in a certain major that you want to go into. There's multiple business scholars and mentors who are part of the program, and that's what I'm going into. And I'm able to create relationships with them, as well as people who might be in my class future on. With LEAP, you kind of just stay in that one class. Of course, it has its benefits in terms of getting your gen eds done and requirements like that, but with Beacon, it's more you're creating a long-lasting relationship. Like, you want to continue on instead of LEAP, where it's kind of a one-year thing and you just kind of say, see you guys around campus, I'll say hi. We'll have a nice cordial relationship with each other. But, yeah.
If I were to spin that out, I'd say the largest difference is Beacon is not academic. It's extracurricular. It's more of that community and trying to build community and have a place for people on campus. As far as how we, for lack of a better word, advertise or communicate out the program, we're working on that. Right now, I'd say the biggest way is the word of mouth. I suppose at the beginning I didn't talk about the size of the program. Beacon is tiny. This year we are 30 students. Next year we'll be close to 45. We, unlike the LEAP program where they have a peer advisor that's assigned to a whole classroom cohort, this is one-on-one mentoring. So each one of the mentors has one mentee, and so we take 15 to 16 mentors, 15 to 16 mentees, and then for next year we're launching a new program that we're calling the Independent Scholars, which will be a cohort that's sort of in between the two. For people in their second year who maybe aren't quite ready to dive into the mentoring role, or for folks like Taylor who have been involved with us for 2 years and his senior year is going to be nutso and he wants to stay involved, and those Independent Scholars will take on still a community project, plug into the group, and then we're going to work with faculty and staff on campus to assume the mentor role to really help build that institutional affiliation and provide a little bit more as far as that springboard towards a career. So,
nutso, that's a very technical term, Trevor. That's an excellent question. Thank you so much for that. Other questions? Because the more you think I'm, the less I have to. Yes, sir.
My name is Jamil Hawatman. My question is, I'm currently a pre-med here at the university. My question is, how does the Beacon community benefit those who are in the science field or medical field?
That's a good question.
We have
our pre-med student or a former pre-med student. Do you want to?
Well, I was doing pre-med, but I decided not to.
We will throw in the partly because of her mentor, but
yeah. but I mean, there's like three or four other people who are in the Beacon Scholars Program who are pre-med as well. So I mean, it's just about getting to know people who are in the same field as you. And usually they'll tell you about a conference or something that's going on with the sciences. So I guess that's a way that would help you with pre-med. But it's mostly about just getting involved because I know pre-med has a lot of like extracurricular things that you have to like do a certain amount of community hours. So I guess it would help you with that.
I also am a peer advisor at the University College, where I help with students with their general education, majors that they want to decide on, classes that they should be taking. And we work really closely with the pre-professional advisors. and they're very big on community service, not just doing it 1 year or one semester, building that up. And with Beacon, we essentially want it to be a multi-year where you keep coming back, keep making those relationships, doing those community engagement programs, and that really will look well for any social or pre-med or any health-related majors in terms of that.
Excellent.
I may build one more
Please.
Thing on that. I think Taylor said this earlier. I think one thing that's really effective in it is bridging those gaps. I mean, so often our humanities and social science majors and our science majors are like this, and we're in two sides of campus and they don't really come together. And this is an opportunity through this community and through service that we bring those two factions together and build those relationships and help each other as we move towards our careers.
Excellent. Thanks, Trevor. That was a great question. Thank you so much. Other questions? Yes, sir.
Can you wait till I give you the mic?
Okay.
I don't think it's going to reach.
You might have to come towards me.
My name is Enzo Krensky. My question is, how would you get involved in the Beacon program, and what do you think are the advantages of being a mentor?
If you want to get involved, talk to this man right here. And we have materials in the back. Mm-hmm. Benefits of being a mentor. For me, as a business student, I go from the parking lot to the business building, and that's it. I live in that very beautiful building that I love to be in. But I don't get, especially last year. Last year, Colby wasn't part of Beacon, and I think I might have been the only business student on the Beacon in the Beacon group. And it was so great to work on a project last year. We talked about bringing the 8th graders up to campus. I found that when you're working on a project, the more views you have, the better. And it's, I mean, nothing against business students, because I'm definitely one of them. We get a lot of stuff done when we're together, but we're like-minded people. We were more successful as we worked as a group of very diversities. We've got social sciences, we've got pre-med, we've got business students, we've got arts, I mean, That diversity is hard to find on campus. It's when you're in your college, it's very easy to get involved in operations management club or the accounting club or the architecture club. But this is a really unique opportunity to engage and build relationships with people who are coming from completely different backgrounds than you, different majors, different interests, and learning a lot from them and learning how to work with people that are different than you. So that has been something that's been really beneficial to me the past 2 years.
You always have, like, that first day when you meet everybody. It's, like, awkward. Nobody wants to talk to each other. But as you stick with the program and work closely with your mentor and other people who are in your program group or project group, you'll be able to create those relationships and have people that you can be friends with, know that they'll be able to suggest classes to you, or maybe you're looking into a major that somebody else might be into. They'll be able to help you, figure out what you should be doing, whether or not you really want to go into that. But those are some of the benefits that I have found being a part of this program.
Excellent. Thank you. That was a great question. Thanks so much. Other questions?
Yes. What has been your best experience in the Beacon program so far?
Oh, that was my backup question.
That's your backup question? Thief, you stole it.
No, it's better that you asked.
Okay. I will start, and then we can pass it on down. Is my best experience is working with these people. I think it's been amazing, as Taylor talked about, the diverse group of students, to see their aspirations, to be inspired by them, their passion as they pursue this. A lot of them against many odds, to watch them come together and support one another and keep encouraging each other to press forward has been really inspiring for me.
I'll go. My best experience was seeing Syria over here take on the next year's leadership roles, which I think is just great. When freshmen are coming in, you know, a lot of them, a big issue is retention, you know, making sure that they stay here another year or stay here past fall semester, because it's tough. And I've been there, and some of us have already been there. So definitely seeing that you're fellow student, it's making its way through, and they're succeeding, and they're doing well in classes, and they're taking on that leadership role in a project and in a group, it's just a great feeling. It's seeing, you know, like, this is really working, and they will actually be able to make it through college and graduate and eventually, you know, find a career. So seeing that success impersonated, it's just a wonderful experience.
I think my best experience would have to be watching Pamela like finish her last year really strong, and like feeling that that I can do it as well. Like seeing her finish this year and seeing her still being involved and being a part of different things kind of inspires me to keep going. And I think that's the best experience I've had.
Excellent. Another question.
Me and Oswald, turns. I'm just curious about the project. You mentioned the projects. Could you talk a little bit more about those and how many hours they involve? I know that's a huge, you know, thing as time commitment. So could you just tell us basically what they are and how much time it involves?
Okay. So this year we had four basic projects that students were involved in. This particular group were all part of the same project team. And you guys can talk about this a little bit. I'll just give the introduction. They were actually doing work for the undergraduate studies department looking at student engagement and what is student engagement, trying to help come up with a definition. So I don't know if you guys want to talk a little bit about what you maybe found out or saw or...
We put out a lot of contests just to see if students would take pictures of what they considered student engagement, and they would write maybe a small description about what they were doing in the picture. When we were looking at it, there are a lot of people who I might not consider engagement to be with the picture that they might have shown, but to them that's what engagement is. So everybody has a different perspective on things. Everybody's involved in different things, but essentially you can see how diverse everyone's thinking is and perspectives on things are. There is a lot of spring break pictures that people thought was engagement. A lot of people who were helping kids in the Benyon Center, even maybe going to classes, was considered engagement. So we just had a broad spectrum of what people defined as engagement here on campus.
Do you guys want to maybe follow up on the time commitment aspect? Because I worked with one of your programs over spring break, and it was an all-day kind of thing. It was amazing, though. It's one of my favorite things. After my involvement in the Benyon Center, of course, the Define Your Path, just projects that you do, if Eileen just wanted to come up and be like, hey, I want to participate, mm-hmm. maybe what kind of a time commitment could she expect from that regard? Is that kind of your question, Eileen? Thank you.
So I can talk a little bit. I was part of Defining Your Path last year, which was the first year that we held that conference. It's the conference we talked about with bringing eighth graders from local school districts up onto campus and giving them a college experience. And the goal was to help them realize that college was a possibility for them, that it was something they should be striving towards, and to help prepare them for what things they can be doing now and what things they need to do when they get here. So a lot of time involved with that. We had biweekly meetings, planning the logistics of this conference, trying to find speakers to speak at the breakout sessions. We also planned one session. We had one of our mentors was the keynote speaker for the conference. So there's lots of, again, the biweekly meetings is usually about hour and a half, and then I don't know how many hours outside of those meetings, you know, trying to contact people. And then the day of, it was how long we were there?
It's an all-day.
All-day event. So, and kind of tying back into your question, too, that was one of my favorite experiences with Beacon 2 was running that conference. I mean, we definitely had lots of help, but it was something that we took ownership of. It was a great experience, and I feel like I learned so much from that, and I feel like I have an internship this summer, and I feel like I got that internship because I was able to talk about the skills that I gained from working on the Defining Your Path conference. So,
but if you don't have that time commitment, there are other projects with less time requirements, and you can also get to volunteer. Like, for example, I was not part of the Defining Your Path group. Some of us weren't, but we got to help out on that day and volunteer, and and it was still, we all help each other out in our different projects if we can't commit full time to them.
And so I guess the answer to the question is it varies. It can be anything from 2 to 5 hours a week all the way through the semester to some one-off stuff here and there. Each student in the Beacon program kind of takes over the role and responsibility of planning one of these larger projects. So the Beacon students themselves are fairly well plugged in. It's a year-long commitment to a weekly planning meeting. The other two projects that they undertook this year, we've got one group of students who is working at Glendale Middle School, and they're working with the Latinos in Action and the Youth Empowerment Program, and they're working with the students as they are transitioning to high school and going through some process discussions and helping kind of overcome the fears and talk about barriers and concerns that these students have as they move from there up to East High. And then the other program has been more of an ambassadorship with the Academy of Math, Engineering, and Science. And we have a group of students who has been going out to Ames, helping with their college application work. They helped with their freshman orientation. They brought a group of students on campus for the Reynolds Lecture this year, and then for a private, really cool event in the Engineering Arts and Entertainment Lab. These 15 high school students got to sit down with the faculty and grad students in the lab and test pre-production video games that are being produced by that department. And today we were actually supposed to have a group of Ames on campus to go to the Center for Renewable Energy, but due to a equipment malfunction, we are now postponing that for a few weeks. We'll be coming back. For next year, our project structure will be a little bit different. We're really kind of trying to leverage this social entrepreneur idea and recognize that each one of us has our passions and our interests and our ideas about how to make the world a better place. We'll still have kind of these core programs that we involve ourselves in, but then we'll create an opportunity for a student to say, you know, I really am passionate about hunger, and I want to fight hunger. And if they want to build a new project or a new program, the Office of Engagement and the Beacon Scholars will be there behind them to help create that new structure. So kind of the sky's the limit in that regard.
Awesome. Other questions? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Jenny Hong. My question is, what are some of the challenges that you've been faced with being a newer program, and what would you do differently next year? Thank you.
Challenges
being challenges.
Newer program.
No, Colby can speak a little bit to that.
So once again, I probably had the most different experience compared to my other colleagues here. Once again, the two scholars that I was supposed to kind of mentor in a way, a lot of things happened between us, and they had extracurricular activities and outside life that kind of got in the way for them. And so it just kind of cut off communication with me. And so in regards to that, that's probably been my biggest struggle, is trying to get them to still contact me, even though they might not want to stay a part of the program. Like, I still want to be in contact with them and see how they're doing throughout the semester, just because I know how it feels like to be a freshman, not knowing what to do on campus, where to go, what teachers you should be taking. Just in regards to that, that's probably my biggest struggle, is trying to make sure my students and scholars kind of stick with me the entire year. But of course, my cohort here has kind of helped me with that and really have made me feel better in terms of feeling like I have failed in that sense. But they have really helped me see that it really is just time commitment with other people, and that they have other lives outside of Beacon. And of course, that's going to get in the way. And so, yeah.
I'm the only one out of us that has been involved with Beacon since the very start. And like any startup business, startup program, we're still trying to establish who we are and where we're going and what role we need to play. I really appreciate Trevor, who has come on in this last year, who has helped us to make a really big push. But we're still working through, you know, did this work? Did that work? Did the way that we set up this mentorship program work? So, there's still challenges that come up every day that I guess, are just part of being a new program. You don't know what you don't know. As being a kind of, there's not really any other program on campus like us, so we can't benchmark, we can't compare to other organizations, we can't say, well, we're doing something very similar to you, so how did you do it? We're finding our own path. So it's just kind of a day-to-day, month-to-month, year-by-year thing. The growth that this program has had has been very substantial that I've seen, from being just a few people gathered together, say, hey, this is a great idea, let's take it, and now we're at 30, 40, I mean, 50 people involved in this program. And the outreach we've had has been substantial and is going to continue to grow. So,
he's kind. He says nice words about it. I say making it up as we go along. Shoot in the dark. I think the other thing that I would add to that is relative obscurity has been a little bit of a challenge. I mean, the questions earlier about how do we reach out to students and the people who will really benefit and want to be involved in this community. As a new program that is ever evolving and responding to students' needs and demands, it's hard to communicate out and say, get involved with us. We don't know who we are or what we're doing, but get involved with us anyway. So that's been a bit of a struggle. To speak to that, we're currently recruiting mentors and independent scholars, and we went through one round of applications, and due to that obscurity, I think we came a little bit lower than what we had hoped. So as we go from here, if people are interested, you can contact us at beacon@utah.edu for more information for both of those roles, as a mentor or an independent scholar.
And something I would say, too, is that, and I think with my experience looking at student engagement, students need a reason why that they should come to this meeting on Friday instead of having lunch with their friends. To use a business term, students want to know the ROI, the return on investment, for their engagement process. And it's easy to see that, for example, I'm sorry, I'm only speaking in business terms, but you know, if you look at the accounting club that has 200 members and a huge network of alumni, they know, okay, sweet, if I join the accounting club, I'll be connected with these people, I'll find a job in accounting because that's my goal. Being a small group that is still trying to define itself, sometimes it's hard to say, there's a lot of benefit to our group, so come join us, come participate. We obviously know those benefits because we've participated, but it's really hard to communicate that to students to say, you are going to benefit substantially from joining our group. There's the soft skills you're going to gain, the mentorship aspect. So I think that's a problem not only with us, but with engagement across campus, is helping students realize the benefit of getting engaged other than going to class. So I guess that's another problem that we, along with other student groups, run into.
Absolutely. Do you want to mention the next, there's a coming up or approaching application deadline date. When is that?
May 2nd. So we're going to get everybody clear of finals. And you'll have 2 days. And if you're not graduating, hopefully the first and the second won't be a crisis. But contact us and we'll link you out to the application.
That's an important date to keep in mind. Other questions? Yes, sir.
My name is Derek Deitch. My question is just kind of in terms of the selection process, is what kind of criteria and qualities are you looking for both mentors and mentees? And then how do you match up mentors and mentees? Is that just kind of random, or what process do you use?
Moving target. That's the matching process is ever evolving. Next year, we're playing with an idea to do a little bit of speed dating. And we'll set the mentors around the inside ring and the scholars or the mentees around the outside ring and go through and do rapid introductions and try and do a little bit of personality matching to where students have a little bit more choice in who they end up with that way. As far as for qualifications for the program, mentors, we're really looking for established students who are being successful. We're wanting to know that you are progressing through a degree, you've got a good, clear direction, you feel like you've got kind of the inside track of the university and know how you could connect a student to that. But we're also looking for somebody who has kind of a big heart and some compassion about that first year experience and how intimidating and scary it can be, and can kind of bring themselves back to that moment and help those students make it through that process. So did I get all of the aspects?
Sounds good to me. Great. So we're about that time. Is that right? Somebody that has in charge of me? One more question? Okay, so of all the thousands and thousands of ways to be engaged at the University of Utah, and there are many represented in this room, why? Why Beacons? Why now?
It's the fact that it's a smaller group, you don't get lost in just numbers and faces and everything like that. You get a one-on-one relationship with your scholar, and at the same time, you get this great, amazing community of support and assistance. And just, I mean, I know we talked a lot about the academic aspect of it, which is great, and it's important, and you need it. But there's also the social aspect. We get to do a lot of activities outside of just, you know, the Beacon required meetings. You get to, if you're new to town or if you're a freshman, you get to find out what's going on in Salt Lake City and in the nearby areas. And there's just a lot of that information to make your life at the university more successful, not just academically, but also socially. So it's a lot of fun.
Great.
I would say, too, that Beacon's here to stay. And the future of Beacon, I think, is really bright. And I have felt that it's been a very unique experience to be a part of this organization from the very start and to be a part of the growth. And that is the reason to join Beacon, is that you can make Beacon whatever you want it to be. There is so much flexibility within Beacon of, if you have a goal and you want to achieve it, Beacon is a great way to do it. So whether it's social aspect, you want to learn social skills, you want to be involved in the community, there's no limit to what you can achieve through Beacon, and there's so much support behind it. The Office of Engagement has been incredible, and Sandy Pershing as well has been very influential in this group. And so there's a lot of steam behind it, waiting for people like us and for other students to take it and run with it.
Great. Well, we thank our panelists for their time. If you have more questions that maybe you didn't want to proffer in front of everyone, you're welcome to come up to them afterwards. They're all happy to talk about All Beacon all the time. We thank you for coming. Please, there's more pizza in the back, and we will see you at the next Binion-Hinckley Forum, which I think is in the fall. Yeah, so good luck on your finals. Thanks for coming. Good job. Wait, ring Trevor.